Hey, this is Chris Brown, and today's episode is brought to you by my friends at PureFlix.com, the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies and more. Sign up for your free one-month trial subscription today at PureFlix.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, and honored to spend some time with you today. The call-in number is 866-357-3283, talking all things stewardship. You call in and ask us about your situation, whether it's a financial situation, maybe it's relational. I don't know, just anything that has to do with stewardship. We want to talk about it through the eyes of what the Bible says. That number one more time is 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. You can also reach out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at chrisbrownonair is the handle. And we are all ready to go to take your calls, emails, and your social media posts. Hey, make today the day that you sign up for the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes, and I want you to get in on it. Yes, this isn't just for your friends or your neighbors. You get in on the action. You can find out more information at stewardship.com. Hey, listen, just a little reminder, those of you who have been listening for quite a while now, and I know there's folks listening in for the very first time, this is not just a radio show. This is not just a podcast. This is not just something that we're putting on stewardship.com. This is not just me as a radio host. I've got the heart of a pastor, and my prayer is that this time together that I can in some way pastor you. I know you've got your local pastor, and that's definitely where you need to go week in and week out, day in and day out for that shepherding component in your life. But man, I'm hoping these next 25 minutes can be a really some life change in your life where you were headed one direction, and we can make a small tweak, and maybe some of you will make a huge shift just because of our time here together. Author Max Lucado says, "You change your life by changing your heart." And if you start this week with a life or a situation that needs to be, have some change, start this week by focusing on these verses, okay? Psalm 51, verse 10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And trust in his word spoken in Philippians 4, 7, and 8 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Man, what a great reminder for all of us, isn't it? As you focus on the things that matter, as you keep your eyes to the Lord, your heart and your life will begin to change. Again, that number is 866-357-3283, and calling in from Fort Worth, Texas, this is Haley. Haley, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris. Thank you so much for your ministry.
Oh, we're honored. How can we help?
Well, about 5 years ago, my ex-husband and I bought a house in rural Oklahoma, and about 6 months after that, he picked me up from work, dropped me off at the house, and drove away. The story gets better, I promise.
I hope.
Fast forward to where we are today. I'm married to an amazing godly man who has taken over that debt as a part of his own. And it is only by the grace of God and consistent tithing and giving that I am in a place where we are actually able to make two mortgage payments. But in August, we had renters. We've had renters in there for 4 years, and the renters in August moved out. we sunk in quite a bit of money on a renovation, and now we are at a point where we're not really getting any bites. And I just need to know, how long do we float this second mortgage until it becomes adversely affecting our finances where we should just rent it out again? I really don't want to be a landlord. I've done that for too long now.
Yeah.
I was blessed with really great renters, but I just don't know where it becomes. I just want to be a good steward, just like you always say, of what God's given us. And so if that is putting another renter in that home and being able to bless someone else, I'm open to it, but I just don't know where to draw the line.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like the heart of blessing others. It just might not be the most practical way and the most scalable way. So it is currently rented or not?
It's not. The renters moved out in August. We did some renovations.
Yeah.
We are debt-free. My husband and I have been debt-free since we've been married.
Okay.
And so that's another huge blessing in our lives to where we can actually manage paying that second mortgage.
Yeah.
But so I just don't know how long to pay it.
yeah. So when you say debt-free, you mean non-mortgage debt?
Non-mortgage, yeah.
Okay. And so right now there's no cash flow. It's actually a negative cash flow. Nobody's in it. And it's located out of town, which is something I wouldn't want for you to continue. What about the condition of the rental house? What is the condition of? Is it in good shape? Or I know you did some renovations, but is there anything else that needs to be fixed soon?
No, we redid the entire kitchen. The whole house has been repainted, so it's in perfectly great moving condition.
So what's the equity in it?
Hopefully about $45,000, depending on what we can sell it for.
Okay. And do you have any current liquid cash, any savings?
Yes.
And how much?
We have our 3 to 6 month emergency fund. We have our investments going on. So I would say in the range of about $35,000.
Okay. Well, you guys are in good shape. I would definitely sell it. And I would, the reason why is because I know you've got some other investments as well, and there's nothing wrong with having rental property at all. I promise. I'm actually for it. I just don't like this one because it's kind of like a little bit of ties to the past a little bit. I'd love for you to get, I'd like to get that clean slate. And then I also I'd like something local, where you're at now. You said you're calling in from the Fort Worth area. So, and then also, from a diversification standpoint, I'd want not so much of your portfolio being in one parcel. Ecclesiastes 11:2 says, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. And so that whole idea is diversifying your portfolio. And I wouldn't want anything to happen in that Oklahoma rural area that would hurt the values. If right now you've got some great equity in it, you've already done the renovations before that gets outdated, this might be a great time for it. So I would sell it. And it's, for me, it's kind of a, it's kind of a slam dunk. I don't see any reasons why I would keep it. So
do we just keep paying the mortgage until it sells? I'm just worried about how long we might get stuck with paying both mortgages.
Yeah, I would sell it aggressively. And what I mean by that is I would give it a really good fair market price, maybe even $1,000 under. I wouldn't do $1,000 under. I'd do fair market value, and I would give a great bonus for the buyer's agent. Maybe it's $500, maybe it's $1,000, depends on the price point. Maybe it's $2,000, to put it at the top of the stack where buyer's agents really sell it well for you. Your listing agent, if possible, I would have your listing agent there, as well to sell the property on the way out. Just to really be aggressive with it and not just let it sit there because it's out of town. And when sometimes the biggest problem is when it's out of town, you're not as aggressive. And so I would really get a listing agent that has really kicked tail in the past, sold a lot of properties, and is really good at this. I wouldn't get a friend. I wouldn't get an ex-friend. I would get the best of the best. And so I would recommend to you our endorsed local provider, Real Estate Professionals at stewardship.com under Chris Recommends. They are the best in the Oklahoma area. So check them out. And then I want to give you a free seller's guide. So it kind of gives you the bullet point by bullet point, kind of a checklist of how to do this the best way and the most efficient way. But for me, I would like you to get your investments, a little bit more controllable. This one you can't really control being out of town.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Hale. You stay on the line, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Well, finding the right Christmas gift your whole family will enjoy can be challenging. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about PureFlix.com. It's the best place my family has found to stream faith and family-friendly movies, kids programming, and more. On your phone, tablet, laptop, or TV, PureFlix.com provides wholesome Christian entertainment my wife and I trust to make a positive impact on our family. Sign up for your free one-month trial subscription today at PureFlix.com. Your family will thank you. Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Such an honor to spend time with you a little bit today. The phone number is 866-357-3283. Don't forget, you can also email in chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Next up from Arizona, this is Cindy. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. How can we serve you?
Well, I'll try and make this as short as possible. After 32 years of marriage, my husband decided that my sister-in-law was a better option. So, yeah, I said sister-in-law. Yes. And I got the house, but it was underwater, but it isn't anymore. Mm-hmm. And I got, after battling with him in court, I decided to take a $12,000 payoff, okay, mm-hmm. because I'm legally blind, and I stayed at home to raise the kids, and so I have a part-time job that pays me minimum wage, and I am not sure, I have to claim the $12,000 as income, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure what to do with it. His spousal maintenance got reduced in May from 1,000 down to 700 and then to 600, and then I was supposed to give him a bunch of back pay. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best thing that I can do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hate to hear this. Let me pause. I think where you put this 12,000 is kind of a quick answer. So I'm going to walk you through some baby steps that some of our listeners are familiar with. But I want to dig in a little bit of your, you've got this great perspective. You've had some major curveballs thrown at you, and you've got mm-hmm. this, I don't know, great spirit about you. Where does that come from?
I'm going to tell you, it's all my faith. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I was born legally blind along with my brother, and that's who my ex-husband is now with, his ex-wife. And she was the only woman in the world I trusted, and it took me a year before I could finally feel like I was worthy of anything because everything was in his name. He put the house in foreclosure. I had to file a bankruptcy on the $35,000 worth of credit card debt. So I've come a long, long way, yeah. and God Almighty, I'm telling you, that's it. And yeah. that's just it. My mother told me that this world isn't going to sit around and wait for you, honey. She said, the world's not legally blind. You are. Figure it out. Mm. And I have. And she's long since passed. But I'm pretty determined, and that only comes from my strength in him.
Wow. You are very, very inspiring. I'm sorry to hear about the things that have happened, but I love what God is doing inside your spirit. Cindy, what's your income?
$16,000.
Okay. And do you have any consumer debt?
Nope.
Okay.
It's all paid off.
Good, good. How much savings do you have? Do you have any money in the bank?
I have about $3,000 in savings.
Okay.
And I know that my house is got about a $45,000 equity. I think I already told you that.
Good, good. Okay, and have you started investing or put money towards retirement?
Well, I got one of his 401ks in the retirement, so there's about $42,000 in that.
Okay. What I would do here, it looks like you, what I talked about earlier is the baby steps, and folks listening in, I'm talking about Financial Peace University. And baby mm-hmm. steps. Baby step one is to put $1,000 in a money market account. You've already done that. Get out of consumer debt is baby step two. You've done that. Baby step three is to beef up that emergency fund to 3 to 6 months of expenses. And you have about that. You're close to that with the $3,000 or so in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit on the light side, but that it'll work for a pretty low risk lifestyle.
My homeowner's insurance deductible is $5,000, so that's my goal.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, okay. So that's a little strong on the deductible side. So maybe you want to beef it up to about 5 or 6 months. So that's what you would do with this, some of this 12K.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you do there. And then the next one is the retirement. And what's your age?
57.
Okay, 57 years young. So the
I want to be 100, so I am young.
The 40-something that you have in retirement is a little light. So what I would do is I would take that money, and I wouldn't worry about the taxes on that, because I think for your income and having – and how many children do you have?
Four, all grown.
Okay, all grown. Okay,
grown and gone. Grown and gone. But I left something out. The second mortgage that he took out just before he left was $29,000, and I negotiated it down to $5,400, and I owe $2,100 on that.
Okay, well, pay that off.
That's the only other debt I have.
Yeah, pay that off.
Okay.
And the rest I just put in savings, and I would go look at a Roth IRA.
Okay.
Yeah, a Roth IRA, just a basic Roth IRA, and just put it in there, and let's say you're 57.
Will I be able to write that off then? I will, right?
No, it's not. You're not really looking for write-offs. I don't think you're going to have to pay a whole lot of taxes on this. I mean, it's not going to be bad because of your low income, and you probably got some. You don't have the kid deductions, but
right.
With that low,
I get two deductions for being legally blind, though.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to pay. I don't think that'd be 16 plus 12. You're at 28,000, and you've got two major deductions for your blindness. I don't think you're going to have to pay crazy taxes on that. And then you've got money in your emergency fund if you do.
Yeah, so, I wind up paying almost every year, though. It's not a lot.
Yeah, I would encourage you to take a look at another CPA, because you shouldn't be paying.
Okay.
Go to stewardship.com.
Go ahead. So stewardship.com.
Yes, and you're going to go under Chris Recommends.
Okay.
And I've got some endorsed tax professionals there, and they'll walk you through. You shouldn't be paying taxes.
I know. I pay quite a bit. Well, now, up until I lost the $16,000, I had $12,000 extra a year, so I was up higher. But I get disability money of $600 a month, and then my income from that, and I have another pension of his that gives me $201 a month. That gets me to the, without his income, I'll be making $16,000 a year.
Gotcha.
Without the spousal maintenance.
Well, I talked to you about baby steps, and I'm going to give you a free Financial Peace University. It'll just be our little gift to you. And I just want you to know, Cindy, that you've really inspired all of us. It's clear that you understand Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace," and that's what he's given you, "not of evil," to give you a future and a hope. And you're filled with hope, and you've inspired us. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Anytime.
All right.
Anytime.
You stay on the line, okay?
I will.
All right.
God bless you.
Oh, pleasant conversation. I love that. Great calls today, y'all. This is very cool stuff. Hey, if you were listening in last week, you know I announced our second annual Black Friday sale. Well, this year, we're excited to offer our first ever Cyber Monday sale, happening today only at stewardship.com. We're featuring all new bundles that make great gifts for everyone on your Christmas list. You've heard me mention how Financial Peace University changes people's lives. More than 4.5 million people have learned how to get out of debt, save, and give money, and make wise choices, wise spending choices. And you've heard me reference Financial Peace University on this show already. If you want to help someone you love get out of debt, gift Financial Peace University paired with Dave Ramsey's The Total Money Makeover book for just $99. Or if you want a fun way to teach your kids about money, check out the deals we're offering on resources like Financial Peace Junior and all our new family bundle. I know my kids absolutely love the Financial Peace Junior kit, and we have a lot of fun with it. If you want to help change someone else's life this Christmas, head over to stewardship.com and take advantage of the deals happening today only.
If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Next up from Virginia, this is EJ. EJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be on your show.
Yeah, how can we help?
Yeah, so I was actually calling to share a testimony, which I'm currently living through. So
oh, very cool.
That's what I was hoping to do. Yeah.
Folks, a testimony. Remember I told you, call in with your testimonies. Give praise. That's awesome. Very cool. So tell us all about what God's doing in your life.
Yes, yeah, so... You know, I grew up in a Baptist church and was always found myself to be religious, but didn't really practice being a true believer and really wasn't being obedient in my life and really fell into ways of man and of flesh in this world. And in doing so, got caught up in addiction and currently going through a divorce because of that, and really was lost. And the only place that I could turn was to our Lord and Savior. And it was through turning to Him and really engulfing myself in the Word and trusting in Him. He transformed my heart, and He has pulled me out of that pit. And not only has He pulled me out of that pit, but He has given me the ability to speak with other people who fight with addiction, to let them know that even though you deal with this, there's hope at the end of the tunnel, and you just have to trust in Him even when everyone around you and man is telling you, you know, you can't get through this, you can't beat it, there's no hope. You just have to keep trusting and have faith, and He does bring you out of it. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that, you know, where I'm at now, He has brought me here, and it's been such a blessing, because if I would have stayed where I was, who knows what would have happened. And I just wanted to take the time to talk on your show to let people know that are listening that just keep fighting, don't give up, and trust in His Word and trust in Him, and He won't let you down.
I love it. You know what? You know, you talking right now and just what it's done for my spirit just to hear you reminds me of Mark 5:19. And after Jesus performed a miracle, He says, check this out. Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how He has had mercy on you. And that's exactly what you just did. So, you know, the definition of stewardship on the show, you've heard me say it 1,000 times, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory. And you said He pulled me out. So I can't help but think those of you listening in, and you can remember that time or those times where God pulled you out of something. Maybe it's an addiction, maybe it's something else. I know that managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory means so much more to those of you that have been pulled out of a pit. What does that definition of stewardship mean to you, EJ?
You know, it takes me to the scripture about David and, you know, hearing his cries and the Lord hearing, and that's where I was. You reach a point where you think you can handle it and you can do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a point where God lets you do that, and then He waits until you suffered enough, and then you come to Him and you're crying out, I can't do this by myself. I can't do this. And that's when He extends His arm and He brings you through it. And it's been magnificent going through that. And even as I said, I'm going through the divorce, but I'm still trusting in the Lord and still believing that He's going to pull me through this as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me pray for you, EJ, okay?
Thank you.
God, thank you for EJ. And thank you for his heart to encourage others, to spread hope, and to brag on you for what you're doing in his life. I pray, God, that you give him tremendous peace during this season. We're praying for a miracle in his life. We're thankful for the miracles that you've already done in his life. And God, we just pray that you'd bless him. He is choosing to manage the blessings of you giving him the gift of a voice and a mouth to be able to sing your praises. And he's leveraging that however he can for your kingdom. And God, I just pray that you'd bless him and give him tremendous peace in this season. God, we love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
EJ, we appreciate the call, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
All right, bye-bye. Folks, let's keep giving testimonies. Very, very encouraging stuff. Hey, I've got to tell you, you know, there's some people that are listening in right now who need tremendous encouragement. I pray that this show has blessed you in some way. We definitely love bringing this show to you here from Nashville, here at Ramsey Solutions. Hey, listen, I don't know where you're at this holiday season, and Thanksgiving's over. Now we're going into Christmas, and I know there's mixed feelings out there. Okay, there's new family traditions. I know for me, I got these great family traditions that we're doing at our house. I got a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old. We're having a lot of fun, lots of great things. But my wife and I are also missing three out of our four parents. And come holiday season, it's heavy. And so just know that here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship, Bob, our producer, and Amanda, our associate producer, and our entire True Stewardship team, myself, we're praying for you during this holiday season. We know that it's a bag of mixed emotions. So please know that. Hey, before we sign off, don't forget, enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win, and there's no purchase necessary. Last reminder before we sign off, we are praying for you. God bless.